And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to our previous guests from Manhattan Parks and Rec. And we're going to transition a little bit, though, to talk about Operation Christmas Child. We have Area Coordinator Larry Dutch in studio with us. Larry, thanks for being here.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. My pleasure.
Of course. Really appreciate it. First, Larry, tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've been associated with Operation Christmas Child.
I've been packing shoeboxes since the 90s and became an area coordinator about a year ago, but I've been a year-round volunteer for about 3 years.
Okay. For those out there who aren't necessarily familiar, what is Operation Christmas Child?
Operation Christmas Child is a project of Samaritan's Purse, which is an international relief organization. And our mission is to provide local partners around the world with shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children in their own communities. OCC shares the God's love in a tangible way with children in need around the world to let them know they're loved and not forgotten. And each shoebox is an opportunity to share the gospel with a child who may have never received a gift in their life. And many of these children then enter a 12-lesson discipleship program called The Greatest Journey.
The Greatest Journey. Now, that's interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, before they receive a shoebox, they receive a pamphlet that talks a little bit about Jesus and his love for children, or for everybody, actually. And then they're invited into a 12-week learning program to learn about Jesus, learn about what he did for them. There's a Bible scripture verse that they memorize every week. And then the successful graduates receive a diploma and then their the New Testament in their own language.
And we talked a little bit about your entering into the organization, but how did Operation Christmas Child as a whole first kick off? How did it get started?
It actually started in Britain in 1990, and 3 years later, the guy who had started it contacted Franklin Graham and asked him to join the project. That first year, 1993, we collected 28,000 shoeboxes. Since then, we've collected over 188 million shoeboxes that are distributed to 170 countries around the world.
Wow, that's I would say, at this point, over half of the population of the United States, 188 million, just to put it in context, that's a lot of shoeboxes.
That is a lot of shoeboxes. And the marvelous thing about the shoeboxes is that on average, about 10 people will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior for each shoebox that's distributed.
So what's the symbolism behind the shoebox? What led to that as being sort of the vessel to distribute this?
Well, the shoebox is a tangible gift that the child can hold in their hands, and that gives us an opportunity to talk about the greatest gift, that becoming a follower of Jesus Christ and living in eternity with God.
And talk a little bit about some of the distribution process. How do you go about picking folks to give them to? How do children sort of get chosen as a recipient?
We set up a partnership in the country that's going to distribute the shoeboxes, and we train volunteers to teach the gospel and also distribute the shoeboxes. And then those partners, they select the children that are going to receive the shoeboxes.
Okay. For those who want to donate, what type of shoebox, perhaps? What should they be considering? Does any box work? And how would they potentially make a decision on which box to provide you with?
Well, they can. Usually, we like to have a standard size shoebox, shoebox that they'd find in their closet, and pack it. Well, first wrap it with Christmas paper, and then put items inside the shoebox, hygiene items, school supplies. One of the big things is a wow item, like a soccer ball or a doll or a stuffed toy. And then from that, actually the most important thing to do is to pray over the shoebox. Pray that the child that receives the box is going to get the gifts that will do them the most good. That's probably the most important thing they can do, is pray for the shoebox.
Do you recommend having a mix of items inside? Perhaps you mentioned, for example, a hygiene item, school item, and then a wow item. What's an ideal mix of, I suppose, practical items as well as maybe some play items?
Well, school supplies, pens and paper, pencils, A wow item, they like things that light up, like a yo-yo, or any kind of a thing that will light up. But with those, you have to include batteries, extra batteries with those. The wow item that I like to pack is a soccer ball, and I'll go buy a soccer ball, and you have to deflate it. So the next thing you have to add with that is a pump to go along with that. Combs and brushes, a washcloth, soap. We stay away from liquids and any aerosols, things that could damage the shoebox in transit.
Yeah, you have to be careful. These things are going to fly. Odds are, if you're shipping anything internationally, it's going to fly. So if there's any potential for it to rupture, you might want to avoid that.
Exactly. Yeah. The other thing they can do is they can purchase a shoebox. Hobby Lobby has plastic totes that are specially designed for Operation Christmas Child. And a lot of participating churches will have shoeboxes that they can fold themselves. There's a brochure that comes with how to pack a shoebox and items that they recommend to put in there and things to not put in there.
What are the dates you typically collect shoeboxes? And then I suppose on the flip side, whenabouts do you figure they actually end up getting out and being distributed? I imagine there's a processing period. Y'all have to handle a lot of donations to make them get out there. But what are the time frames you usually deal with for these?
Well, right now we're in the process of just getting the word out to have folks pack the shoeboxes. And then participating churches generally will have shoeboxes to distribute to folks. Again, you can use your own shoebox to pack. We're going to have the National Collection Week is November 15th through the 22nd, and there are specific places that call drop-off locations that will collect all of the shoeboxes and then bring them to a central drop-off location, which this year it's in Northland Community Church in Topeka. And so all the 12 participating drop-off locations will take all their shoeboxes to Topeka, put them on semi-trailers, and then haul them to Denver.
Okay. There's 12 locations then in the Manhattan area?
Actually, they're located throughout there's a 9-county area that is in my area. We've got Marshall County, Nemahaw, Riley, Pottawatomie, Jackson, Wabunsee, Shawnee, Lyon, and Osage counties.
Okay. And I believe we do have a caller who'd like to ask a question or share a comment with you. So if you could put on your headphones real quick, and we'll get a caller in here. Caller, go ahead. You're on in focus.
Yes, we went through this same deal with the Afghanistan Children Read Book Program, the school things. You know, you can get 10 times or maybe 100 times more stuff by ordering it out of China just to be shipped right to the children. And, you know, now the Chinese can't ship that stuff in here for us, for them to inflate the price and then to go through the shipping and the whole, you can save the whole nonsense by getting a hold of those national people. You'll have your database after you do this wonderful program. But when we get into the throes of this shipping ordeal or the not having the supplies next year, you can order it and have it flown from China to wherever instead of going through all of this inflation markup, flying it from here back and forth and the whole routine. I hope you understand. We're trying to do better. Thank you.
Well, appreciate the call. Larry, do you have any thoughts on the caller's comments?
I'm not aware of that program, but I can tell you that Operation Christmas Child does have a process. You can order a shoebox online, and you go to Operation Christmas Child or Samaritan's Purse /OCC. Build a shoebox online is the program, and the person picks the sex of the child and then one of the three age groups, and then they go through selecting items to go into the shoebox. $25 to ship a shoebox. Generally, those are sent to hard-to-reach countries that have pretty strict limitations on what can go in to the country.
And we're running up on our sort of time cap here, but I did want to ask you one last question before we got out of here, Larry. I'm just curious. I want to hear from you why you think people should pack these shoeboxes. I'm curious your personal opinion on this. What do you think is really what the benefit is of engaging in this project and engaging in this donation?
That's a great question. For me, it's the joy that the child is going to receive when they receive that box, the first box, the first gift that they've ever received, and the joy that's on their face. The other thing for me personally as a dad, I take my children along with me and get them engaged in picking out things for some child that they're probably never going to meet and passing on the good news of Jesus Christ to them.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you being in studio with us. If you want to know any more about the program, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be right back with more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.